I had a conversation recently with a friend who is a confessed believer, and he and I was discussing this word, and it's really disturbing to me. The conversation left me, and because we were chosen by God, we cannot lose our salvation. And that appears to be true, but I couldn't understand why it disturbed me so much.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 states, "Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes." Today's message entitled, Predestined, will answer the question about the origins of our salvation. Are we predestined to be saved, or are we predestined to spend eternity separated from God? Come, let's join Mr. Dunkerson as he explains.
How's the church doing today, guys? So I just want to take some time to introduce our next speaker. This is a good friend of mine, a good brother, and I also work with him at the Fairbanks Rescue Mission. For those of you who don't know, he's in maintenance, but kind of the ongoing thing is we call him the Minister of Maintenance. And for those of you that know him, he's always ministering, and he's always ministering to me, and usually more than I really want to hear. And so he's always got my attention, and he's been a great brother to me. I'd like to introduce Ronaldo Dunkerson.
Hallelujah. Boy, I love honesty. The man admit that he runs when he see me coming. Hallelujah. I need y'all to help me out today. If I drop my hand, somebody just raise their hand so I bring the mic back up. I'm so used to just talking. You know, I wish Kanan was here. We need help in the media ministry that we can have somebody else to work the system so they can attach that mic to me. Hallelujah. Well, this morning our scripture is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 29 through 30. And as I sought the Lord on what he would have me to speak on, what he would have me to bring to his people this morning, he says to don't say nothing but what he has shown me. So what I'm going to bring to you this morning is something the Lord had showed me recently. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture reads, "For whom he did foreknow, he as did predestined, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." Amen. Amen. Just want to go before the Lord and get a teacher up in here, because I am so not a teacher, but I am called to teach. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your people, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for your people, Lord. We thank you most of all for your word. Hallelujah. If I can get God's people just to raise your hands where you're at. And just repeat after me. Father, command the light to shine on my heart. The knowledge of your Son in the face of Jesus Christ. Father, you have heard your children ask, and you said you would withhold no good thing from them. So out of your faithfulness, Father, bless us. Bless us with your truth. Give utterance to me, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit be my sufficiency, but speak to your people in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning I want to teach on predestined. Predestined. This word arises from the Greek word prorizo, which means to mark out beforehand, to establish one's boundaries, one's limits beforehand. To mark out, to establish one's limits, one's boundaries beforehand. I had a conversation recently with a friend who is a confessed believer, and he and I was discussing this word, and it's really disturbing to me. The conversation left me, and because we were chosen by God, we cannot lose our salvation. And that appears to be true, but I couldn't understand why it disturbed me so much. And when I left our conversation, I was just internally disturbed. And as I listened to the thoughts that was going through my mind, I thought I was disturbed because I have loved ones who aren't saved yet. And if this guy's belief is accurate, then there's a chance that they wasn't meant for them to be saved. And I struggle with that. I struggle with that. Because what I could hear was, why, Lord, why would you give me a choice if you already made it? I also heard that you're not a selector of persons. God's words also says that he desire that none should perish. More importantly, his word states that if anyone, not selected ones, anyone call on his name, they shall be saved. So what I thought was disturbing me really was the grievance of my spirit, because my spirit was bearing witness to the truth. It wasn't saying that this guy was inaccurate in what he was saying or his belief. It was bearing witness to the truth. The Bible doesn't contradict itself. God don't make mistakes. A man can't come and say, this is what it's saying, and it contradicts what God intended the Bible to say. What the Bible does is it confirms itself. It bear witness to what is being said. It revolves. So the Bible spins. God sent his word. It shall accomplish what he sent it to do, and it will return to him. It's a circle that the Bible spins. The truth in the Bible spins, and truth gets sucked up in it, and lies get deflected. What was being said to me was too much contradiction in it for it to be truth. Even though it sounded truth, even though it sounded like truth, I should be grateful to God for choosing me. I can't lose my salvation. See, all of this sound true, but my struggle was still with what I was hearing the Holy Spirit saying. So, this is where we're at today. Seeing that the Bible is revolving, let me give you an example. He is the glory of God, the only begotten Son, the Lamb of God, the right hand of God. He's the first and the last. See, everything that I was saying there is bearing witness to one person, that's Jesus Christ, the truth. That's how the Bible revolves. It confirms itself over here, over here, over here. As I looked at that scripture, Daniel, can you put that back up for me, please? Can we go to the 29th verse? No man can say, Jesus be praised, but by the Holy Spirit. And we are to test the Spirit by the Spirit. And all that my friend was saying to me, he forgot one thing out, to glorify Jesus. It says, for whom he did foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. To be conformed to the image of his Son. See, he says that I should be grateful for my salvation. He says that my salvation cannot be taken from me, but he never bear witness to the truth. The Bible testifies about Jesus and Jesus alone. He is the truth. When I read this, this is what I got from the Holy Spirit. That God had established beforehand. God had determined beforehand that anyone who come to him would come to him in Christ. This means that we would take on Christ's image. Now, if this is true, then the Bible will confirm this because it bear witness to itself. So what I want to do is confirm that God had established beforehand that we would come to him in Christ. Hallelujah. Let's look at our first confirmation. Let's look at Noah. God used a man to build a vessel that saved the righteous family from judgment. God used a man to build a vessel to save the righteous family from judgment. That is in Genesis chapter 7, verse 23. The vessel, the ark, protected Noah, who was a righteous man, and his family from the judgment that was on the outside. Judgment was taking place on the outside. The family was safe inside the ark. They were inside this ark, being kept safe. The ark was a refuge. It was a stronghold for them. This ark kept them from the judgment that was going on the outside. Those of us who are predestined to the image of God are in Christ. We are in Christ. He is this refuge for us, our stronghold. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run in and they're safe. All that is doing is bearing witness that it is in this vessel that God used this man to create, where he provided the protection for the righteous family. I want to go right over to Jacob and Esau. Genesis 27 and 15. Jacob and Esau. Jacob's mom dressed him as his older brother, that he may receive the blessing from his father. Here over in Nor, you're inside the ark. Here over at Jacob and Esau, You're clothed as your older brother. You're clothed as your older brother to receive this blessing from your father. Verse 27 says, the father smelt the smell of the clothing and blessed the younger brother. Paul says over in 2 Corinthians 2 and 15, he says, we are like a fresh aroma. We are like a fresh fragrance unto God. We are like a fresh fragrance unto God. We are like a fresh fragrance unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me bring that out right. For we are to God the fresh fragrance of Christ. We are like a fresh fragrance unto God. We smell like Christ. This is the same father over here who smelt Jacob and blessed him. Paul, bear witness over here. This is the confirmation that we are in Christ. We're taking on his image. We're not only in this ark, but now we're bearing this image of him. And this is how God blesses us. We are like a fresh aroma unto him. We smell like his brother, our older brother. Amen. Let's look at Moses. Exodus 3, 21 and 22. God says to Moses, stand on this rock. Stand on this rock, and I will make a cleft in the rock, and there you shall rest, and my presence will pass over you. So God placed Moses in the rock just to protect him from his presence. Hallelujah. Predestined in Christ. We were in the ark. We were clothed with our older brother's clothing. We were hidden in the rock. All of these are testifying to being set beforehand in Christ to bear his image. Should we talk about in the Garden of Eden where God clothed Adam and Eve? Should I talk about Joseph's coat of many colors that symbolized the rainbow, that when God sees the rainbow, he'll never be angry with you again? All of these scriptures are bearing witness to the truth. Paul says in Romans 13, verse 14, put on our Lord Jesus Christ. Put on Christ. Job says that I wear righteousness like a garment. Do you know that in Christ, there is no sin? How much of you today are in Christ? Hidden in Christ, safe from the judgment of this world. Maybe this is why God is able to present us to himself, holy, blameless, and above reproach. Maybe this is why Jesus came preaching, change the way you think. As a man thinks, so is he. John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, who beheld his glory, who said, that whom we touch, he says, love is made perfect in you in this, that on the day of judgment you have great boldness, because as Christ is, so are you on this earth. I want to share your clothing with you. Because throughout the whole Bible, God was preparing this robe for you, this robe of righteousness. And he did it by hiding you in Christ, that you may be blessed like Isaac did Jacob, that you may come into his presence like Moses did, that you may be protected on the day of judgment like the ark did. Hallelujah. Now, when God was giving me this, I got excited because I was thinking about a football team. I was thinking about Michael Vick and how I love to see him play. And, you know, when Vick would come out, you would hear him saying, "Michael, Michael." And I was thinking, man, how good would it be for the church to be saying, "Jesus, Jesus," just excited. Just excited knowing what he's done. I mean, I'm a mess, but God hid that. He hid that I may come and receive all the blessings that he have from me. He says, "Sister, behold, you are a new person." The enemy is going to remind you of your past, but just remind him of his future. You know, we are so blessed by God. The enemy would keep us so mentally enslaved that we keep trying to fix something that God says isn't broken. I mean, when does Gideon get up and be a mighty warrior? I mean, how are we going to help somebody on the side of us if we ourselves thinking we need to be fixed? We have to see ourselves as God sees us. That's why he can tell Gideon, mighty warrior, because he view him through Christ's eyes. And mind you, we're going through a renewal stage, or a renewal of our mind stage. But we have to help the Lord in that. We have to be like Moses, go into his presence and let that glory shine upon us, that we may come out looking more like him. You know, we have to believe that we're in that ark, and I'm excited on the day of judgment because I'm safe. We know that we're blessed, so we're not worried about what we don't have, because as soon as God's ready, he's going to pour it out on us. He's going to show us who he is, because he said he would. We have to embrace what God has done and glorify his name. Get excited about him. Had it not been for the Lord, I am a mess. But glory be to God that he had mercy on me and he clothed me. And he says, "I'm a mighty warrior in him." He says, "Go and sin no more." He says, "Your sins and your lawless act I'll remember no more. Stand up and testify about my goodness." That's why only Jesus is on my tongue. I don't even want to lift nobody else up but God. I only want to tell you what God has done. Because none of us, our works are filthy rags. I don't even get credit for praying. The Holy Spirit has prompted me, and I give in to it because I believe in what God has done. And I ask God to make me obedient. We're talking to the God that created the universe. Why fight to do when you can just ask God? He gave you heaven's best by prayer, by you asking. Why stop now, Paul says, after being with the Spirit, you're going to now try to do this by the flesh? We have to embrace what God has done for us and realize that he's going to finish what he started. We just need to come into his presence. We need to give into belief and allow it to propel us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord that all of you who are saved are perfect in his sight. And I pray that God would just open our eyes to see that. Yes, we're going to have a taste. We're going to have a taste for onions in our past and links. We're going to have a taste for that old culture. But we don't hide it. We come to the Lord and we submit it to him. And he says, call on him in our day of trouble. Help me, Lord. Help me. I mean, we have to take our relationship with the Lord. We have to treat it as this is real. I don't want to sit and pray and talk at you, Lord. I want to come here and ask you to talk to me. I want you to make your voice known to me. I want you to place a desire in my heart greater than every other desire. I need you, Father, to continue what you started. We can't get out like Martha, running around trying to do it all ourselves. Why? When all we have to do is do the Mary thing. You know, the older brother, the prodigal son, he's out there working to get what is his. And the father says, all you have to do is come inside. All you have to do is use what I've given you. Use the door. Come inside. Come inside and ask. You know, too much time we ask for these things that really have nothing to do with what God wants to do with us. And so God bless you according to his will, and we don't get to celebrate in it because we don't even know we receive it because we didn't ask for it. But it doesn't stop God from doing what he said he's going to do. But sometimes we just need to ask God to help us to ask for the right thing. Let's just search our hearts and really, really have a conversation with God. I mean, is our walk with God real, or are we just sitting here playing church? I mean, do we want to know the deep things of God? Is he confirming himself to you? Is he revealing himself to you? He says, I will reveal myself to those who I call friends. Sometimes we just need to stop everything and just talk to God. Just let's talk to God. Let's just find a quiet place and say, Lord, you know me. You know my struggles. And if I don't want to struggle like this, Lord, then I need you. Let's just have us a conversation. Let's make our election sure. Let's make sure that we're in the ark. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm closing out here. So what have we have learned today? What have we have learned today? We've learned that Scripture interprets Scripture. We've learned that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. He don't tell us a person is lying. He quotes the truth to us. We've also learned that when the righteous family that was in the ark and the ark stopped, God says, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. This earth that everybody is running after, nobody gets it because the earth is the Lord's. He promised it to Abraham's descendants, those who are in Christ. We also know that if we're in Christ, the scripture says there is no sin in him. So let's take our eyes off for us, because every time you look at yourself, you're going to see a mess, because that's what the enemy do. He points you out. But keep your eyes on the cross, because that's your image. We also learn, most importantly, that the glory of the Lord, the image of the Lord, is manifest by us being in his presence. We have to go into God's presence and spend time with him, that he can draw what's inside of us to the outside. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that is not in Christ? Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that everyone who needs the sound of my voice knows now that they're hidden in you. And I pray, Father, that they would be encouraged today to go out in the wilderness and compel people to come into the ark. I pray, Father, that this truth may take root into their heart and that you give it an increase. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for being pleased to bless your children. Thank you for being a God that fights for us. Thank you for your faithfulness to our household, our loved ones. And Father, may we always lift up the name of Jesus. And may your presence, Father, be with the speakers, the teachers, the ministers, the members of this house, this remnant, Father. Equip us to go, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to relinquish my stance, and I thank you all. Hallelujah. I thank you all for your attentiveness.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Duncanson. Praise the Lord. Bless you, young man. Bless you. Praise God. God bless you, saints. We thank God, amen, for his word on today. Praise the Lord. We thank God, amen, that we know him today. Amen. We appreciate you all coming out and being a part of the service on today. I see my wife, amen. I'm going to ask her to come up here with me on today. We thank God for all of you. There's a couple of things I want to do before we close out completely on today. We're just so thankful for you being here with us. Minister Duncanson is a faithful man of God. Praise the Lord. His heart is so committed to the Lord, and I've known him for a number of years, and God has really blessed him and his ministries. He's growing, and I mean, he's teaching the word, and he just has so many people that he's touched, not just in the church, but outside the church. And, you know, that's really where our impact should be. I mean, we amongst here, we come here for strength. We come here to get to support one another. And then we're to take Christ outside the four walls, and we're to intermingle with others so that they may see Christ in us. And he's a prime example of that. He does that on a daily basis on his job and so forth. So we appreciate you, Minister Duncanson. Appreciate you being who you are, Sister Duncanson. God bless you, his wife, his family. Amen. Thank you so much for delivering a word on today. I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this message. Know that God loves and cares for you deeply. You know, we all have struggles in our life, tough times, and much more. But God is about to do great things in your life. Remember the scripture found in Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's your season for breakthrough. Don't give up. Don't stop. Trust God to bring you through. God bless you.
I would like to take the time to thank all listeners of the Lily Koje podcast. I pray that you or someone close to you was truly blessed by the messages that we bring to you weekly. As we go forward, we ask that you share the podcast with as many people as possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 states, "So neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God gives the increase." Our goal is to expand this ministry to reach more people with the good news of the gospel. You can help us achieve that goal by supporting us with a donation of any amount. We have a donation button located on our podcast page that allows you to support this ministry. Thank you, and God bless.